So, Dougie, 219, how does that score rate, do you think, on this pitch?
It's hard to know until both teams are battered on it, I guess. I mean, looking at the nine overs that we bowled tonight, I think we created a chance we unfortunately didn't take, but, you know, there's still plenty in it. You know, it looks the kind of pitch that is going to deteriorate quite quickly. It's been quite difficult to score on all day. Credit to Lancs, they bowl very well, very disciplined, but it was difficult to score. Unless something markedly changes, which we hope it doesn't, and we don't think it will, it's going to remain difficult to score on tomorrow. So you would suggest that, you know, we're going to have a lot of overs until they get up to our total, unless we bowl particularly badly.
I mean, most of your top order batsmen got out to either good balls or balls that misbehaved a bit, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, I think there was some genuine dismissals out there, if I'm honest. And again, credit to Lancs for creating the opportunities, creating the chances. I mean, we've just got... It's very difficult to know where the game is at the moment, because clearly 219 isn't what you'd normally get here. But par score this year has been... First innings has only been about 260 or something. So it's been down on what it would be. And this is a different pitch to what we've played on. It's quite tacky. It's been under cover since the weekend. So, you know, there's enough help there, enough assistance for the seamers and the spinners. You know, it's spun all day pretty much. And again, we hope it's going to continue to spin and maybe spin a bit more than what it is. But until they've batted on it, then we don't really know where the game is at.
It's looking as if you're going to have to win this game to stay in the first division. Are the players feeling the pressure?
No, I don't think so. And we're trying to take the pressure off, definitely. You know, we've got it in our own head that, you know, at the moment, it looks all very cosy for Lancs. You know, they've got a nice little cushion. They've got a couple of bonus points here. It all looks pretty decent. But, you know, if it comes down to the last part of the game and they're in a run chase and they need to get 250 or 240, 250, then all of a sudden the realisation is that they're in a real run chase to remain in Division 1. And all we've got to do from now on in is focus on getting us to that point in the game. You know, we're the ones under pressure at the moment. We understand that. But actually going out there and playing as if you're under pressure is not the way to do it. We need to stay calm. We need to stay relaxed. We need to make sure we go out there and give a best ball or a good account of ourselves every single ball that's bowled. So, you know, we've got to be patient tomorrow. We can't afford to get too het up on taking wickets, you know, ball after ball. We've just got to be prepared to sit in for a period of time. And if we do that, we might just create chances for us.
It's the key, putting the ball in the right place for the ball.
As it would be on any pitch, yeah. But on this pitch, definitely. It's a kind of wicket that you're definitely going to have to spend a lot of time bowling balls at the stumps, dragging the batsman forward. There's nothing in it for short. You know, there's no real pace in the surface to knock players back. But if you can drag them forward, there's enough sideways assistance for spin and seam to put the batter under a bit of pressure.
As coach, is there much you can do at this stage?
Well, and there's not an awful lot you can do when the game starts anyway. You know, you can give a bit of feedback or advice at the end of sessions and stuff. But, look, you know, we've got to try and leave it to the guys in the middle. They're the ones out there. They're the ones who are dealing with the conditions and the pitch. They're the ones that should be well-placed to make good decisions. You know, they have to take that responsibility out in the middle. So as a coach, there's very little you can do. You can prepare them and guys can go out there. And as I said, at the end of sessions, you can... You know, give a bit of advice, but away from that, there is very little.
So, will it be a sleepless night or not? Or are you keeping everyone relaxed as much as you can?
Well, if the little one gets over a cold, which he's given me, and hopefully has a decent night's sleep, then it will hopefully will be a decent night's sleep. But you look, tomorrow we know this is an enormous game. It's an enormous game for everybody, for both clubs, for both sets of players. It's huge, and there's no getting away from that. But as I said, you know, taking the pressure home with you and bringing it in tomorrow morning isn't really what it's about. It's about remaining calm. And whichever team can remain the calmest under pressure will be the ones that overcome in this game.